Hello, everyone. This is Zach with Tales from the Bathtub, Recovery and Wellness. When I first started this project, I had intended for it to be telling stories and sharing and providing a platform for those in, those underrepresented voices in mental health. Unfortunately, because of my own health issues, I haven't been able to do that. So I'm kind of thinking about where to take the direction of this and where to go next. And I thought, sometimes I have trouble thinking of ideas for what to talk about because I don't necessarily want to make this about me, but I also don't have the energy right now to, and the time and the resources to interview people. So I'm sort of experimenting with where to go with this, and I thought it might be a good idea for this week to just try talking about some of the thoughts I've been having lately, which is a lot of thoughts around, like, what it's like when you're disabled or mentally ill or chronically ill, and you're trying to be an activist or you're trying to give back to your community in some way, and you don't really know what that give and take is and how to balance everything. Because if you go too far in one direction, you can compromise your own health. If you go too far in the other direction, maybe you end up harming someone. It's very difficult when you're living with so many health issues to know what that balance between taking care of yourself is and doing what you need to take care of yourself and also doing what you perceive as your duty to your community. You know, I have conversations all the time where I talk to my friends and I'm like, you have to stop and you have to take care of yourself. And I tell them over and over that self-care is the foundation of service to others. But unfortunately, I'm not very good at taking my own advice. I understand logically that self-care is important, that taking care of ourselves, nurturing ourselves, taking care of the please skills, like I mentioned in an interview with my friend Callie, which is, treating physical illness, making sure that you're taking your medications as prescribed, making sure that you're eating balanced meals and you're drinking enough water and you're getting exercise and you're having balanced sleep. All of those things are really important, and yet it can be so easy to get caught up in this idea of, like, I'm not giving enough and I'm not giving back enough. And I think that a lot of that has to do with our ideas about our productivity being tied to our worth and our value as human beings being tied to what we have to give and what we have to offer. And it is so important to give back to our community, but it's also important to recognize our limits and our boundaries and to honor our body when it's telling us no, stop, rest. And I haven't always been the best at that. I actually think that sometimes when we try so hard to be better activists and to give back, we can lose sight of the need for that balance and the need for self-care, and that we tend to, including myself, we tend to give lip service to self-care and we don't think about how important it is to take care of ourselves so that we don't harm others. I can tell you that some of the worst mistakes I've made in trying to be a better advocate and activist have been as a result of not taking care of myself and not honoring my limits and my boundaries and not honoring my body and my mind when they're telling me no, stop, sleep, eat a decent meal, drink some water, get some rest. Those are just really my thoughts on it. I don't, I just wanted to share those because I'm not really sure where to go from there, but I definitely think that we need to pause and stop and ask ourselves where the balance is. Okay, what are my limits and boundaries? What am I able to handle? And then find something that we're able to do that is within that. So, for instance, I've been trying more and more to honor those within myself, and I've been trying to find ways that I can help that don't exacerbate my health conditions. A lot of activism is inaccessible to me. I can't go to protests. I can't go to events a lot of the time. I can't do a lot of canvassing and on foot organizing, and even, phone calls can be very difficult for me at times. So I spent some time thinking, what can I do? And there's this organization called Black and Pink, which helps people. It connects, they have a pen pal program for people to write to LGBTQ prisoners. And I was like, this is something I can do. It's not prohibitive to me, and writing has always been a strong suit for me, and it's not something that is going to take a lot away, or harm me in any way. I certainly don't think it will be easy, because I'm sure it'll be emotionally taxing, but it's a challenge that I feel ready and willing to take on. And I feel like those are the questions we need to ask ourselves. What are we able to give while also honoring our own needs and our bodies and our limits and boundaries, and making sure that we're taking care of ourselves. And, the reality is that when you don't take care of yourself, when you don't listen to your body when it's telling you no, when you don't rest and you don't take care of your basic needs and you're not honoring the space that you need to take for yourself, that harms other people. And that's something that I strive to be keenly aware of, because as someone who is a clinician in training, I am very aware of the fact that. And also from my own experience in seeking health care myself, I'm very aware of the harm that can be caused when clinicians are not taking care of themselves and they're not making sure that their own needs are being met. Because as a clinician, if you don't do those things, you do end up harming your clients. And we all, I think, need to think about that a little more, because if we're so wrapped up in this idea of I'm not giving enough, I'm not giving enough, I'm not giving enough, I need to give more, we don't think about what that's doing, how that might be causing harm, not just to ourselves, but those around us. And as a disabled person, I definitely understand the difficulty of accepting those limits and boundaries and listening to your body when your body's telling you enough, because it can seem like everyone around you is able to do so much more. And you might ask yourself, why can't I do more? Why can't I do more? Am I a bad person because I can't do more? Does this make me a bad activist? Does this make me a bad person? Does this make me a bad human? Does it mean I'm not contributing enough? Those are definitely questions I've asked myself. And I still ask myself sometimes. But I think we have to remember that the foundation of service to others is self-care. We cannot give from an empty cup, and I say it over and over again, and I'm saying it now, and I know that there are times when I'm going to struggle to take my own advice, and I often do, but I say that both so that I know it and so that anyone hearing me knows it. You matter, and you cannot give anyone anything if you can't take care of yourself first. You have to honor your body and your mind and your soul and their limits. And you have to listen when your body is saying no. When your body tells you it's thirsty, you have to give it water. When your body says I'm hungry, you have to feed it. When your body says let me rest, you have to rest. And it can take time to listen to those signals and to really understand them. But I think that is a part of activism in and of itself, and one that often goes unrecognized, which is that in order to affect change and to contribute something positive to society, we have to be able to take care of ourselves so that we do have that something to give. And that's something I still struggle with, and it's something I'm working on. But those are kind of the thoughts I'm having, you know, this week as I'm trying to balance, you know, the fact that I'm currently in a place where I'm having to ask for so much help, and I'm asking myself, what can I give, and how do I give back without exhausting the few resources that I have and, you know, running myself ragged? And they aren't easy questions to answer, but I think we have to keep in mind that we have to keep that balance in mind and focus on how to strive towards creating that balance between taking care of ourselves and giving back to our community, and making sure there's balance in our relationships and between ourselves and our community. And it's by no means easy, but I believe it starts with understanding our own limitations and respecting them and honoring them, and then moving from there. All right, folks, thanks so much. And this has been Tales from the Bathtub, Recovery and Wellness with Zachary Reinstetler. Bye.